Our next speaker is David Mendoza Mariseas, a history major from Hillsboro, Oregon. David.
Congratulations, class of 2011. Once again, the community here at Lewis and Clark has gathered to unleash upon the world a freshly diplomaed crop of students, and I'm sure there are potential employers in the crowd right now who are just salivating to employ you. Now, if 4 years at Lewis and Clark have taught me anything, is that every great graduation speech has to start with a turgid quotation about something like the future, about hope, about promise, about adversity, about change. You know, something like, change comes to those that are ready to seek it. Or, you know, something inspirational like, be the change that you want to see in the world. Or even something as soul-shattering as, the only thing that endures is change. That one sent a chill down my spine. But this being Lewis and Clark, and this being such a special class, cliche quotations and turgid graduation tropes won't suffice. Not for this class. We here at Lewis and Clark, and this class specifically, do embrace and hold many diverse points of view, hopes and dreams, words and nouns. But as different as we may be, we hold something very special in common, a belief that we can cut through the apathy and do great things. Though that may sound foolish, unconventional, and some might describe us as unkempt and disgusting, we believe this. These cliches are not cliches to us because we've done it here at Lewis and Clark. In 4 years, we have learned that though we may be a small college and few in number, that together as a community, we can do great things. In times such as these, the mission of this institution can sound, well, a little tired, a little boring, but when I arrived here, I might have agreed with that sentiment, as shameful as it may sound. A more distasteful, sullen, misanthropic version of myself would have agreed that, yes, we are too arrogantly idealistic. But today, I've changed my mind. We are neither arrogant, just solely idealistic. You may indeed be concerned today with starting the next buzzworthy indie band, praiseworthy nonprofit, Nobel Prize-winning discovery. But as great as these things are, is that really what you hope to accomplish after you leave Lewis and Clark? Is it really prizes, success, accolades? By the very fact that you came to this college, you have already answered that non-rhetorical question. And the answer was that no, you didn't want awards and prizes and accolades. You wanted something more, something greater. But what is that? You wanted something that compels more people, something that gains the praises of millions of people. You didn't want to make money. You didn't want fame and glory. What you wanted was to be a global thinker. Yes, a global thinker who makes global differences. Note, this is the part where I'm going to use the word global a lot. Global warming, global famine, global economic crisis. These things affect us all. We cannot hide from them. We are not protected by oceans. These things will and can catch up to us, as we have seen in the previous decade. So get out there and see the world before it changes, because if you believe Al Gore, and I do, the world as we know it may not exist in 1 year. To be serious for a moment, though, we have so many problems in our world, and indeed, our nation needs a rejuvenating boost. This institution wants us to reach out beyond where you and I are comfortable, beyond people who went to liberal arts institutions, beyond people who read Virgil and Plato, beyond people who let their hair grow long and beards grow even longer. Please don't concentrate yourselves in select cities like Austin, Boston, Seattle, San Francisco. Come on, try something more relevant to our mission. Something like Topeka, St. Louis, Cheyenne, Helena, or even Beaverton. Spread the love. That's what we do here at Lewis and Clark. We spread the love. Now, we're all young, educated, joy-filled, stuffed with optimism, and most importantly, attractive. And because we are so attractive and educated and joy-filled and stuffed with optimism, we have a responsibility to reach out to those who are not. Just as Lewis and Clark, the eponymous explorers we cherish, we are thrust into action by global events. Today, we students must prepare ourselves for an increasingly interconnected and interdependent world. Yes, buzzwords I know, probably more suited for a meeting of the UN, but important nonetheless. The sentiment is that we have to reach out to those who are not like us, unfortunately. Or fortunately, depending if you're a half-glassed, half-filled person or whatever. Now, this ceremony, in many ways, marks the beginning of spring, another period of renewal for Lewis and Clark and the nation. And as I gaze into your warm faces, you looking at me, me looking at you, I'm filled with hope and optimism. And a synonym that rhymes with hope and optimism. I didn't have time to fill that in. Yesterday, we endured the struggles of college life, making sense of chicken scratch notes from last September as finals loomed, staying awake during lectures, because we have all had professors that love to lecture, and we've all had professors that love to lecture a lot. But today we take on new struggles. Our generation, born in a decade of peace, coming of age in a decade of pessimism, assume sacred and make-believe reigns of leadership. Though we now linger in a bleak winter of pessimism, thwarted by ancient hatreds and new plagues, we must enter this new world with the promise that we can change it. For all the pessimism of the previous decade, a sweet melody emerged during that time from here at Lewis and Clark. Lewis and Clark, we make our own music here. It's a song that we all learn from 4 years here. It's the sound of Meek roaring at a football game. It's the sound of tapping fingers on a keyboard late at night. It's the flipping of pages in a book at the library. It rang down from top Palatine Hill, echoing to all those around us and reverberating past our beloved Portland, big and contrasting, soft and kind, sometimes even flashy and weird. That was our song, and the song that we made, and the song of a pioneer yearning to discover. And today we sing it proudly to those we love, and hopefully teach it to a new generation. We sing it today to coax out the sun. We sing it today to force the spring. My fellow graduates, after 4 years of rainy gloom, overcast doom, gray recessions, and soaked wet socks, today we have forced a new spring. Thank you.